Bone Boy Speaks, episode 450, Dropping Landlines.
AT&T and Verizon have made it pretty clear they want to get out of the landline business. I mean, Verizon's been selling markets that have that are outside of its core to Frontier and such, Verizon's had to rebuild part of the phone network in New York because of the super hurricane last year, but they tried to get out of it and. The Public Utilities Commission there didn't let them off the hook, and neither did their customers. So they're having to build, rebuild this network that quite frankly Verizon doesn't want to maintain. And AT&T is even doing trials to try and what they call an all IP based system. And be very clear, I'm not opposed to changing the technology that's being used to provide service to customers. I have no problem with that. I've been using VoIP for many years. Voice is an application. I'm not opposed to it that way. What I'm opposed to is the fact that in a lot of these areas, if you got rid of the landline service, they'd have no other choice but wireless. And wireless is neither as widely available at a cost that's comparable to the landline service, and it's certainly not as fast. Data service is just now there's nothing that compares to unlimited DSL even at really slow speeds. Verizon and AT&T both they don't have unlimited data plans. They charge for that privilege. So. And that can get very expensive very quickly. So, I think that's the real problem with these, with their plans, right? It's not that, again, it's not a technology discussion. It's a, can you provide the same service that's just as reliable, that's just as inexpensive. And they can't do that right now, and they're trying to ramrod this because they don't want to have be saddled with the obligation. But until they can provide, the same service, it can be wireless or fiber or whatever, and we don't care if it's the same service and it can be as good or better, and the price is the same or lower, then they can't get out of their obligations that they already have to provide the service that they do, and nobody in the FCC should agree to it in any other circumstances, because otherwise it's disenfranchising people. But again, I guess I've gotten pretty cynical about the government looking out for citizens. It's clearly not the case. It hasn't been the case for a while, and it's only getting obviously worse. And certainly I can't expect AT&T and Verizon to look out for anything but their bottom line, their businesses. That's what they do. And it's sad, but this is the reality. And hopefully that somebody have the good sense to stop it and not allow it to happen until such time as these companies can actually provide a comparable service at a comparable price. But we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. And anyway, this is something we have to watch out for as these companies start doing these trials and start trying to get everybody off of landlines. And as I say, hopefully it doesn't happen anytime soon until there's a replacement. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.